Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
And we're back. Okay, so great. You'll be able to set that all up for later. Hold on. Let me make sure that I don't hit the song that I'm not going to play right now. Okay, so today is hump day.
Mm-hmm.
And Scott Budman
hump
is...
Hump day?
Yep, and Scott's on the show today. Scott Budman. We have a... It's a double Scott. It's a double shot.
Double Scott shot weekend, everybody.
That's right.
Weekday.
We got Scott Budman today, and we have Scott Capurro tomorrow. So we're very excited about our visits from various Scots. Next week, 5K a day starts. What is it, dear?
Scott's not been in the studio since I got back.
Oh,
Capurro.
So when's the last time you saw Scott Capurro in person? Are you really? I'm very surprised to hear that. I feel like he was just in here recently.
No. And I think the last... It wasn't your roast, because that was a while ago.
That was 8 years ago.
Yeah.
That was my 50th birthday, right?
Yeah. So I don't know, but it's been quite a while.
You haven't seen him since then. Where would you have seen him between then and now?
I've seen him. Yeah.
Well, he travels a lot.
Did you go to a bunch of his comedy shows down in L.A.?
No. I love Scott, but No.
Scott's mellowed. He's mellowed.
Oh, okay.
Not that much, but some. Sometimes he just has a day where you're just like, can you please be funny? Like, that'd be great, because that's why we're having you on. And other days, you're like, oh, my God, stop. you're too funny. People are going to be offended. We're getting notes on that. Anyway, Scott.
Can't wait for that.
Yeah, Scott Capurro tomorrow, Scott Budman today. 5K a day starts on Monday. All you really need to know about with this is we want you to listen to us on the Odyssey app. Odyssey. It's free. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Get that. Just listen to the show. If you give us an hour any given day, you get an entry to whatever the contest is. We've done a lot of great contests with this sort of listen to win thing. And starting next week, it's $5,000. Someone's going to win $5,000 every day. Incredible. Today is National Take the Stairs Day, which I can get behind if I wasn't on the 10th floor and I knew where the stairs were. It's just 10th floor seems like too much. I want to show up at work and not need a shower. But if it's just a flight of stairs, you know, think on that. You're at the airport, walk up the stairs instead of taking the escalator. You have stairs at your house, right? I don't have any stairs at my house anymore.
I don't think twice about them. I've always had stairs, so.
Yeah.
But I know people in my house that are like, I'll get that to that when I go upstairs.
Right. And then that's where the
journey.
That's where the piles on the stairs come from.
You don't want to just go do that now. No. That's upstairs.
Yeah.
I'm the most fit person I know.
Right.
Like, I mean, I don't get it.
She could do the Iron Man of stairs.
And doesn't. Right. And won't.
Yeah, stairs are they're a thing. When I used to live in this, I used to have this big house and it was on three stories and whose phone is going on?
Someone's dinging.
Not me.
It's me. Yay. All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Miss Rachel.
She's part of the
Please,
show.
Please, no, she's
on.
Not.
Yes, she is.
Oh, my God. What have I done? Anyway, so I used to live in this big house. And when I first moved into it, I moved from a ranch. I had this ranch and the house all one level, which was great. I loved it. And then we got this house and the first year I lived there, I'd be like, because, you know, you just run like to catch your kids. You have to run upstairs to get something. You run downstairs to get the other thing. You get it. And I would just be like, oh, my God, I got to. And I smoked at the time. I'm like, oh, my God, I got to stop. And now I'm worried because the house I live in now, there's no steps. There's no stairs at all. And so I'm like, this is Well, there's a set of three steps, so I guess I do get some steps in. I just don't, I feel like having stairs in your house is actually really great for you as you age.
A lot of people, though, as they age also start saying, I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to do this on these knees. I personally,
the hips.
I like having it. I'll run. Nothing stops me from going up or down. I don't ever go, oh, I was just up there, so I'll go back up in a bit. I just go and do what I need to do.
Do you have stair piles? You know how people like pack there and the stack of books and their stuff?
That's my point. I will usually go up and put the thing down where it's supposed to go and come, because I just do.
The house I grew up in, my mom, don't listen to this part. My mom's not like an awesome housekeeper or anything. Like our house was pretty, we're pretty schlubby. It wasn't like it was filthy. It was filthy. We had pets. We had all kinds of stuff. So to go up and down the stairs, it was terrible. You know, listen.
Got
so
her a house mental right now, image right now of like dog poop all over the place.
No, not dog poop. I just mean like dog hair. It wasn't like anyone was breaking out the vacuum all the time. It just wasn't happening. We had cats and three kids, and it was Massachusetts, so there was mud and everything else, right? So our house was like, whatever. Sorry. Your house is very nice and clean now. But I didn't know that was a thing, because that's just what I grew up with. And then, you know, I started dating John, and I'm like, your mom takes the curtains down once a month and washes and irons them?
That's both of those, extremes. But I will tell you that in Ellie's defense, I mean, and she doesn't really need it because she's smarter than everybody in the world, but
just ask her.
Yeah. But I do think that the parents that go, I can't do it all and I'm not going to try. I don't want to live like that. Right. It's impossible.
These were filthy kids, but we were loved.
Never stop making messes. At some point you have to say, I can't.
Right. And that's where like the end of the kid thing shows you like, well, I'm not replacing that or fixing that until the kids are out. Like, then I'll fix it and it will stay fixed and it'll be perfect. And the rug won't have like dirty mud tracks through it. But anyway, we had this stairwell in the house, and it was a pretty narrow stairs, and it went to all the bedrooms. So you went up this little stairwell and it was, I don't know, 10 steps or whatever. And it was enclosed on both sides. Like it was open at the bottom, open at the top, obviously. And it was just like walls on both sides. And it was like a hoarder's house. And I didn't know until I would go someplace else and be like, oh, there's nothing on your stairs. That's weird. Who is that? And it was just everything. It was like a towel. There's some clothes, stack of books, you know, lunch from yesterday, a hair dryer, spatula, whatever. Like it was just everything was, if you were looking for something, the first place you'd check is the stairs. Today's National Take the Stairs Day. I'm sorry. We do this. This is just one of the things that we do. And my mom hasn't texted me, so hopefully she's not listening. That's great. And Tina, if you're listening, you can write in and confirm.
Don't tell mom.
Don't tell mom. Just say, yeah, she didn't talk about us today. Do you remember in 2024, the sexy worm mouth popcorn box, popcorn? Mm-hmm.
The Dune promotional thing.
Yeah. Like these popcorn buckets, by the time 2024 rolls around, like the movie theaters are desperate to get people in. And so they're coming up with these promotional items where you get the commemorative sexy hole worm mouth Dune popcorn bucket, which was pretty funny. They did some funny, there were funny, the people who are funny on the internet had fun with that. And then there was that popcorn coffin. That was the Nosferatu thing. Yeah. Has anybody gone to the theater and seen that, by the way?
No, but I was just thinking as you brought the story up that, pardon me, movie theaters are back. I've been to Sonic, and I went to the greatest Christmas pageant of all times. And
you saw Wicked. Did you see Wicked?
I saw Wicked.
Yeah. I actually, that was the first one I've been
and
to.
And each
in a while.
Time, it's they've been well attended.
Yeah.
And so I feel like, good for movies. They're back.
I think I might have mentioned this to you because you used to live over by the Larkspur movie theater.
I did.
So it's over by the ferry location, and it is just a regular movie theater. It was. And then I guess during the pandemic, they remodeled and every seat is a recliner and there's ton and it's more stadium seating. So there's no, you would have to have 16 hats on to get your head in the way of somebody else's enjoyment.
Oh, that's pretty nice.
It's just, but there's so many fewer seats in that I'm like, oh, this is their new normal. Only 30 people are coming to this show. They need a whole full size thing and they've got all these, maybe it's not that big. I mean, it's, I just thought I could go to more movies like this.
A nap?
I didn't nap, but I, because it was such an exciting movie.
They make them wicked. A little too comfortable, they, I think.
You're not okay. wrong about that. Because sometimes I like to go to a movie where it nobody else is in the theater, like on a Tuesday matinee. And because then I can put my feet up on the chair in front of me. Or just slide my ankles between the two seats and rest on the armrest that's right there. And you can't do that if someone's sitting in the seat. You know, it's rude. People think it's rude.
Well, it is.
I don't know.
It's your any foot. Of it.
It's just my foot. What? it's just my foot that I just tracked across a movie theater floor, which is like one of the cleanest surfaces on earth. Everyone knows that. Anyway, popcorn buckets. Cinemark is...
What's the story?
Doesn't matter if there's a story or not.
I don't know. Honestly. Maybe it does. What is the story about the popcorn bucket?
So this is like a new twist on the popcorn bucket, and it's your popcorn bucket. This is the only limitation is it can't hold more than 400 ounces, which I guess is about 3 gallons. And it's about the size of, like, say, 2 extra large popcorns. So is an extra large popcorn the actual popcorn bucket? So yeah, it can't be bigger than 2 of those. But for $5, you can bring in any container that you want. On January 19th, that's a Sunday, Cinemark, if you're thinking I'm going to go see a movie, maybe this is your thing, because concessions are the most expensive part of the movie. Like, because that's where they make all their money. Isn't it something like 85% of the movie ticket goes back to the studio that put the movie there?
I don't know those numbers, but the profit's low and they barely survived the pandemic. Right. So, you know.
So be grateful that they're there. Bring in your own bucket, and for $5, they'll fill it for you. They do say it has to be clean and sanitized, because they probably just have to say that. It needs to be able to hold popcorn, and they'll fill it for $5. But if they decide it's not safe to use, they can deny you.
It's 50-55% of movie ticket sales go to the studio.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's much lower than I thought. That's a lot of popcorn for really cheap. Well, let's put it this way. That's a lot of movie theater popcorn for pretty cheap. I mean, you and your whole family.
How much of that can you eat, though?
That's why they have the extra large buckets. You don't even know you're eating it anymore. After a while, you're just, it's hand to mouth. Hand to mouth. Bucket to mouth. But just hold the bucket up. Just give me, let's get the butter out of there. Drop your milk duds in there. Yep.
Yeah, someone else told me that when my review of milk duds is, man, those things suck. And someone said, you got to put it in the hot popcorn so they melt a little.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
It's like, oh, my hands weren't going to get dirty enough and oily enough. I was going to need more napkins
No, thanks.
Now I got to put milk duds in there.
I will say though, that while I don't care about going to the movie theater, I do. I've been with my family, and it is a thing. Like, it's cool. The kids will be like, you know,
oh, it's a night out.
Mom wants to go see a movie. Do you want to go? We're going to go see. And I like, normal me goes, I don't want. And then the other me, the
family,
dad me goes,
family me.
Yeah, that sounds kind of fun. Let's go. And I go. And I have fun.
Oh my God, look at you.
I know, it's crazy.
A little boy's grown up.
Well, I'm trying to enjoy it.
That's important.
There's no putting them back.
No. Right, once you have them, you love them and you can't get rid of them.
Right.
Just keep that in mind. Maddie. They are not, listen, if you're thinking about having kids and you don't have them yet, you don't know those people. Don't worry about it. It's not until you have them that then you're like, oh no. Oh no, but I'm so bored with everything about my life, but I have these kids that I love. Oh, what a bummer. Yeah, okay, blah, 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 popcorn. Are you guys, I know that you're a Stephen King fan, Vinny, and you, now, did you read the book, The Shining? Because to me, the book was...
Yes, all the stuff.
Like one of the creepiest books.
I'm one of the biggest, I just love him. I think he's underrated, if that's possible.
Mm-hmm. No, people, I think, feel like it's just light fiction with no, you know, whatever. Oh, you just, and it's.
I think he gets lumped into this horror thing where, oh, you can't be a good writer. You have to gimmick and be scared. He's a great writer.
He is a great writer.
And he's prolific.
Oh my God, right. There's always a new Stephen King book out.
The number of stories that guy's written, like his kid should take some lessons because his kid's a pretty decent writer too.
His name is Joe Hill. And we have read three or four of his books.
There's four great books and I'm still waiting.
Yeah.
Nothing in the last, I don't know, 5 or 8 years.
Isn't it funny when you go to look for a book, like I'll start by typing in Stephen King, like does he have a new book? And you know, a lot of times I'm like, oh, he does have a new book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you a Stephen King fan at all?
Huge.
Oh, good. Oh, huge. Great. Well, the movie The Shining, they use this place called the Overlook Hotel, and it's, well, that's the name of it in the movie, right?
Yeah, but it's
in real life it's something else. It's in Mount Hood, Oregon. Oh, it's the Timberline Lodge.
Yeah.
That's the exterior. And the interior was filmed at a studio in England. So it's not like you would stay at this place and then have to walk down those halls with the dead twins at the end, you know?
And the weird carpet.
Yes.
And the blood elevator.
Yes. Oh my God, right, the blood elevator, right. Yeah. I mean, even the halls were horrible in that movie. So The Shining turns 45 this year. And in order to celebrate, you can catch a screening of it at the Real Overlook Hotel, which is this Timberline Lodge. Now, you have to go to Mount Hood, Oregon, or if you're from the East Coast, Oregon. And you can see the movie there, but don't be let down that it doesn't have the Long Haunted Hall. The screening is in October. The tickets are $75 a person. It includes access to the lodge for the day, photo ops, horror merch, giveaways, and a discount to stay overnight. So you can stay there. You know, this will be if people who are giant fans. It's what is it called? Is it like fandom tourism or something?
Yeah, we were talking about it before.
Yeah, like, I don't know the name, but
I think that's the wrong term.
But well, fan tourism, it's a thing.
Well, we went on the Game of Thrones tour when we went to Ireland. They take you around all the sites, and there's a guy who's making his bucks by taking people who are tourists out to see the stuff.
And I would argue that's actually legit compared to the piece of the wharf that fell off and drifted to the river mouth.
Yes.
And people came and saw that.
Is that
too.
Social media tourism? Like, I don't know what that is, but
it seems like the people are bored and game for anything.
Whatever gets them out of the house, Vin.
I kind of thought of going down to see it.
You did not!
I did, yeah. Is it still there?
No, they broke that apart and got rid of it.
No, that's too bad.
It's a bathroom.
Let's get some people out there.
Sitting in the river mouth.
I know, but it's something we used to see all the time.
It's something to see.
And then now it's over in this other place.
It moved to a different location.
Yeah. It's
what's
interesting.
What's it doing there? How's it doing? Let's check it out.
I used to pee in there.
Oh, I've peed in there so many times. That's...
Yeah, I go in that water. I'd really like him to get that stuff out of there.
Oh, I thought you meant you go in that water.
No. I mean, I get do, in right? that water.
But you also go in there.
Well, I don't want to.
Well, you got
to
pee in your wetsuit to warm it up.
No, that's just a that's
oh,
a
that's
myth.
Not true? I thought that was 100% real.
It will
I
warm before, you up.
And by the way, Maddie does that.
Well,
before
I
every
have
race.
Peed in my suit. I absolutely have. I'm not saying I don't.
Well, you got to go.
But that's it.
But you don't do it like on purpose.
I'm not going in my... And I have definitely gotten in my car to drive home and gone, I smell like pee-pee. This is disgusting.
Because you don't take off the wetsuit and stand naked on the shore and rinse it off in the water. You walk back to your car,
strip it off on the street.
Covered. Now you're...
Put my clothes on and drive home.
You got whiz everywhere. Okay. Yeah. And probably, you know, the smell must just be so fresh.
It's not always smelly, but I have had it happen where I catch a drift and go, ugh.
Despite the fact that we've gotten to no stories, but had a lot of fun. This was a fun break. I actually liked the first break too, because it's some crazy time. We are completely out of time.
What?
I didn't even play the song and we got to nothing.
You do a story right now.
I told you about the theater chain with the $5 bring your own thing and the screening of The Shining at the Overlook Hotel. That's all you get. I got more for you next hour. What's coming up?
Well, I have to mention... The fires down south. Mm. Our guy Eddie and more are on the run after these.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It's hump day. You can get our full show podcast. Mom, don't get that. You don't need to hear anything that's happened on the show so far. The Sarah and Vinny full show podcast, our whole show, whenever you want to listen to it, check it out. Our full show podcast on the free Odyssey app today.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill, San Bruno, San Mateo, Newark, and San Jose, and their new spot, Cantina Jack's in Pleasant Hill. Enjoy fantastic food and great vibes. Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Oh.
It's Jack's Restaurant and Bar. Check it out.
Will do.
Please support the companies that support your favorite radio station.
Hello, go to Jack's today. Oh, I got that one right. Give me a point.
Scott Budman's coming up later today, so.
Exciting.
It's always nice to have one of my news colleagues on. Today's weather, sunny and 60s.
Yeah, it was 60 degrees this morning. I go to let the cats in, and I'm like, wow, it is balmy out.
We've had that wind, and that will segue us into our next story, which is Southern California's on fire.
Yeah.
We have dealt with this before. It doesn't change the fact that it's horrific. I was just, in fact, Sarah went to the bathroom and came back in as I was watching videos of.
It's a street. It's just a street in a lovely place in the world, and all the houses on it are on fire, and the sky's just like, yeah, there's like 6 or 7 houses on this street on fire. And that's one little section of it.
A fast-moving wildfire is burning through Topanga Canyon amid life-threatening and destructive winds. Their winds are up to 100 miles per hour down there. It's the typical Santa Ana winds. It's just that, unfortunately, a fire got started. And
they haven't gotten any. Like, all the water we've gotten, none of that has gone down there.
No. So these winds really wreak havoc once a fire has begun. Eddie, our friend Eddie If, the great comedian, he is on alert. He's been posting on Instagram too. So their family's okay.
Have they been evacuated yet?
Any second. Like, he's in that. He was up all night. He goes.
He's in one of the canyons, not Topanga though. I think he's in like Laurel, possibly.
Or I don't Malibu? Think it's Laurel. So I think it's Malibu. But either way, he's in the line of evacuation. They're on alert. It's about to happen. He even said, I've got my generator on. I'm probably keeping my neighbors up. And I thought, your neighbors aren't sleeping either, dude.
Yeah, everybody's up.
No one everybody's on high alert. Asleep.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to just get a nap in real quick before the fire gets here. That's
Gina Yashere, who is a comedian and now an actress. She came on the show, and that's how we met her. And
you guys hit it off.
We
that
hit
was
it
like,
off.
That was one of the greatest sparks flying moments of all time.
I really like
they were like best friends afterward.
Mm-hmm.
They bonded over their germophobia.
Yeah, our hotel fears. Yeah, for a touring comedian, though.
Like, it's got to be. I'm like, what are you doing? I can't do this job. I can't take it. Or you do it in an RV.
Yeah, something. But anyway, she's had to she's already evacuated, and she even wrote on her Instagram, if you see me in the same 5 shirts for a while, don't say bleep, because my beautiful house is going to burn down. So she's in the line of the fire as well. It's bad. It's really bad. 30,000 people have been evacuated, and I've been doing this job 35 years or whatever it is. And there are times when stories come up and you have a snap thought about it and you just fire it off.
Sure. You didn't mean anything by that, you guys.
You just do it and you it's because you're doing a show, right? And I definitely thought, like, Tornado Alley, why would anybody have ever settled there? The first time a tornado rolls through, everyone should pick up and go, this place is not safe for living.
We got to keep moving.
We got to go somewhere else.
This is not for us.
And now is California the new Tornado Alley? The way we're all sitting there paying insane amounts of home insurance.
Or not being able to get it. That's what I was thinking as you were talking about it, Sweep. Like, the, you know, yeah, it's one of those canyon roads, but there are tons of houses just nestled in there. Like, those are, if that canyon burns, all those houses are gone. And those are like big, expensive, hard to replace houses. Like, what insurance company is going to go, yeah, you built a new house there, I'll insure it. you're buying a house in one of the canyons, yeah, I'll insure that.
The only upside to rebuilding would be that everything around it burned and there's no more fuel for fire for a while. But
for a
other
while.
Than that, I'm tripping because I think, you know, that's one of the thoughts I've had over the years. You hear tornado sweeps through somewhere in Oklahoma and you go, you guys should
what
move.
What dummies are living where the tornadoes are?
Well, are weird. Right. We're now that.
Well, there's something everywhere. There's, you know, find a place. Where's the safest place to live from a natural disaster standpoint? Is it Ohio? Is it Canada? Is it, I mean, because I'm thinking they in Canada, the snow weight collapses roofs. People are getting crushed left and right up in Canada.
Forget, is that right?
I'm just making stuff up. Like, what could be going wrong there? Like, everywhere you go, there's flooding, there's storms, there's hurricanes, there's tornadoes.
Maple syrup flows.
Right. There's the great maple syrup flood of 2011. Everyone remembers that. There's earthquakes out here, mudslides. There's stuff everywhere.
Well,
like, and I don't want to live in that place that's just like, you know, I don't know. Maybe there's nothing in Mayberry, right? Like, where was that? Was that in
North
Texas?
Carolina?
Oh, it was in North Carolina?
Yeah.
Well, they get the hurricanes. North Carolina gets hit in the eastern seaboard.
Yeah. Well, that's that's one of the things is I'm a native Californian, born, raised, love where I live, but I can't say I've never thought am I going to be like decide to move when it's too late,
when
your homes won't sell and you now you're like, oh no,
right?
This used to be worth this, now it's worth this because
no one can insure it.
Oh, that said. The first responders are on the case. They're out there. Cal Fire is
out
there
risking
their
lives
trying to put this fire out. It's currently out of control. There is immediate threat to life. They are doing evacuations. This, again, is down south. It's the Topanga, the Palisades Fire is what they're calling it.
Right.
But it's that Topanga Canyon beach area.
Well, they say it's all the way down to the PCH in some places,
yes.
Right? I mean, it is like in everybody's front yard.
Mm-hmm. So I know, you know, sometimes there's a rivalry between, you know, the Southern Cal teams and the Northern Cal teams. I understand all that. These people are our fellows.
We're all Californians.
I'm wishing the best for them.
In the end, we're all humans. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't want anyone to lose everything in a fire. There's nothing, I'm sure there's worse things, but that's like one of the top 10 bad things.
It's pretty bad. And I've been evacuated before and I know the feeling. And that's why I was like, Eddie, no one's sleeping. Don't worry. Run your generator, dude.
I always think about you just like having to make that assessment. What do I want to save from this house?
In my house, looking around, going, every single thing here I bought and want. I know it's stuff, and I know
in the end,
your life is a situation where you leave it all behind.
Right.
But when you're sitting there with a minute or two, you go, well, I guess I got to get the files that we need, and I want that guitar. I need this surfboard. Well, I need all these surfboards. Just don't.
Right, how do you...
Okay, so anyway, that's what's going on down south. I'll bring you up to date as I get new info, but for now, that's the latest. 30,000 evacuated,
incredible.
And the fire is out of control. And the Palisades Fire is out of control.
I think that one of the hardest things when you had to evacuate must have been that you had the time to make multiple trips.
So I did.
Right.
Until the police said, do not come back.
But it's one thing when it's like run for your life. You grab your kids, you get the dog, everybody's in the car and you're out of there. Maybe you thought to grab a computer. Maybe you thought to grab the thing of files. Maybe you grabbed a photo album or two. Maybe. It didn't matter. You just had to get out of there. But when you've got time and now you're out and you're safe and you're like, well, I think I'm going to go back and load the car up again.
Well, look, I got a firsthand experience of this when we had that fire go through Big Basin. I think, I forget what they called it. Anyway, I had neighbors who said, we're not leaving. We are not leaving. There is no way we're leaving. And I thought, I kind of don't want to leave either, but that seems dumb. And you know, there's people doing that now in down south. Like the people who say, I'm not leaving.
Right.
This is my home and I'm staying. But you can't defend it against a fire. Like, it's not...
Right.
You don't have a shot.
Well, maybe in your heart, you're just like, oh, it's not going to happen. It won't burn. I've been here all this time. It won't burn.
Okay.
And that's because I'll tell you when they're, you know, when they're going to leave, when their house is on fire, they're going to leave.
Well,
and then they're going to be like, oh, damn, why can't I get, this is so weird that I can't get out of here.
In the story, one of the stories I read this morning, Steve Gutenberg.
Oh, yeah.
Lives
oh, yeah.
in the area.
That was a funny story.
I saw that.
Oh, did you?
I saw the video.
He was asking people to leave the key, their keys in their car. Is that what you saw? I didn't
no,
see
no.
the video.
I saw the thing where he was getting interviewed and the person clearly did not know it was Steve Gutenberg and was just like, thought it was a man on the street kind of thing.
Oh, no, I didn't see that. He was saying, please leave your keys in your car in case people need to move the thing to get in and like the firefighters need to move. And that is another thing they were saying is leave your house unlocked. And I was like, no, I'm not doing that.
Right.
You're crazy.
Because we know about the bad people.
Well, your instincts. It's just your instinct is not to leave your keys in your car. What are you, crazy?
So yesterday they were bulldozing cars off the road over in Malibu. I mean, so nice cars just getting bulldozed out of there. Yeah.
You know, you weren't here for this, Maddie, so I think it bears retelling, but Vinny's wife had been trying to give their car away by leaving the keys in it. And
you
so,
know, just for the record, she's telling this story.
I'm just quoting Vinny. She's been trying to get, so their car gets given away. Someone takes her up on the offer and drives off in their car, and they are about to be evacuated for this fire. And somebody has their keys to their house. So they're trying to pack a car, get the kids out of there, figure out, I don't know, talking to insurance, whatever the hell you have to do when your car gets stolen, I wouldn't even know. And he's waiting on the locksmith and trying to get the door fixed up so that they've got new keys so these people can't just drive back and load up their car with their stuff.
Wow.
It was a stressful time.
It was a high stress
time. I don't
time.
Think you missed any work either, did you?
No, we were working for, were was we that during the pandemic?
It must have been, yes.
Because I remember coming out of her office and her saying, my car got stolen. It was like 8 a.m, so she didn't even know yet.
And this was like the day before the evacuation happened, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that wasn't even your biggest problem yet.
That is so funny. That was such a terrible time in my life.
That was
And my mom was visiting because
yes,
my mom was sleeping
right.
in my daughter's bed and goes, oh, I did hear something out there last night. I'm like, you heard the guy stealing our car and you laid there. Well, Vincent, I don't know. What do I know?
I don't want to wake the child.
Oh, my gosh.
Look out the window.
I didn't want to get up. It was just a little bump and a little jingle jangle of keys. And I thought, well, anyone with keys is surely authorized to be in the car.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was like a when it rains, it pours situation for you. It was like we all were just, you know, Vinny tell us, give us an update every day with our mouths hanging over like, oh, I can't believe that. Oh,
and I'll tell you this, just for those of you who've done what most of us have done, which is put cameras in everywhere around your house.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have video of the guy taking the car, and we have video of what he looks like,
so
too.
So they caught him.
No one ever
helpful.
Caught him.
It was,
there was,
you
it was
caught him
useless.
And,
there was yeah. no point to that video.
It's nice to be able to see it, though.
We got
it
to is, see yeah. him take our car.
Over and over, as many times as you want to. Aren't they also on camera taking your surfboard and no, your wetsuit?
That was a different time, but right. yes, the guys who
but you
stole
have lots
my
of great
wetsuit.
Footage,
yeah.
right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, mm. it's great. Mm. Belgium. Mm. You been there?
No, I have not been there.
The food agency in the country of Belgium has just issued a random seasonal health warning saying, don't eat your Christmas tree. The alert said, Christmas trees are not destined to enter the food chain. There's no way to ensure that eating Christmas trees are safe, either for people or animals. There's no easy way to tell if Christmas trees have been treated with flame retardant or pesticides. And
which
not
I
knowing...
prefer that my Christmas trees be treated with both of those things.
Yeah.
I'm actually down with that because I'm not hungry for pine trees either. So I feel like I'm safe. But apparently these people in Belgium, they've had enough of their chocolate and they are going for the tree. They're going for the needles.
They say that not knowing what that tree's been treated with could have serious, even fatal consequences.
Oh, boy. It's so people are really snacking on those trees then. Why would they issue this warning if someone hadn't died from this?
I don't. That's the fun part of the story is it's so out of.
Yeah, out of nowhere.
We just went through this at my house where on Saturday and Sunday, We took Christmas down.
Yes.
Packed it up. Put it away. Yep. Put it up in the rafters. Suddenly you can see the floor in the garage because it's not covered with the box decoration boxes and all that. And we're cleaned up. And the tree, among others, was the thing I dragged out of the house and threw by the...
Sure, where they pick it up from the green
barrel. Not once did I think, seems tasty.
Yeah. Let me just lick this. Let me just see if this is...
Maddie? Have you ever eaten Christmas tree or licked a Christmas tree?
Listen, let's take bets on this. I'm going to say yes, that he has sampled, in the course of his life, he put pine needles in his mouth and
here's what I'm going to say to you.
This guy will eat anything.
I hear you, and I've heard your stories. I heard your stories long before I ever got to meet Maddie.
Yeah.
And he's tainted by your stories in my eyes because some of them are so dark.
And
I'm
true.
Like,
I know. Well, so you knew going in, right? So
it's... But the stories I've heard, that's not the guy I've met. Mm. This guy seems like a delight.
Oh, did I give you the impression that he wasn't a delight?
You told me he practically craps himself when he farts.
He does.
You told
me he can clear a room, but that doesn't make him not a good person. Lots of people have stinky farts and are still good people.
Well, he's never done what.
And I have not smelled one, not once, knock wood, since you've been back here.
Well, I've there's some wood. Changed a lot of my habits over the years.
Oh. Well, there you go.
You know, clean things up.
Yeah, sure.
So I'm going to say no, he's never eaten a Christmas tree. Maddie, have you ever eaten a Christmas tree?
Just even a little snack.
Okay. Yes. I once licked the sap off of the Christmas tree thinking it might taste like maple syrup.
Does that count?
Yeah.
That's my second point for today.
Yes. But that's just like a kid thing. You know, you see it. It looks like, you know, I thought it was maple syrup.
But I know what kind of kid you are. So that's... Yeah. Actually, now you say that, I've definitely licked sap before. But it wasn't, but I'll tell you something. That's something you do once and then you're like, it's pitch, it's gross. But it wasn't on a Christmas tree. It was like on a pine tree in my yard, which I think that's a distinct difference. I wasn't eating the Christmas tree. I was licking a pine tree.
No, I distinctly remember it being tasting a Christmas tree. Yeah.
All right. Well, I lost the bet.
Sorry.
But we all won because that was so fun.
Was it?
I mean... We've done funner things, but that was pretty fun.
I learned my lesson this week already not to lose my you-know-what and then later go, I used to steal crap. Where do I get off talking about this chick? I should never talk about people who take stuff ever again.
That's
while
just
I've
weird.
Never
it's
licked
a weird
tree,
thing.
I have done tons of dumb stuff,
and
so I
it's
can't.
Not like you're done with Christmas. At some point, you may actually be gripped by the need to lick a tree.
I don't think so.
But maybe, though. Like you said, you can't really rule these things out. Never say never. Never say never.
But there's hope for your kids, maybe. Maybe they will.
I hope they don't.
Tell them not to. Apparently, they're sprayed with killer pesticides and flame retardants.
You got to learn.
But not by dying, though. That's your parents. Oh,
God.
I'm teaching you not to do it.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Cedar pine needles. This is from 707. Cedar pine needles are a good source of vitamin C. I learned that in science camp on a nature hike.
Well, most people don't have a cedar tree for their Christmas tree, right? Aren't they like fir or spruce or something?
S&V, the line, ever eat a pine tree? Many parts are edible, is from a 1970s television commercial for Post Grape Nut cereal, starring Yul Gibbons Novat.
Wait. There's pine tree in Grape Nuts?
I don't know. I'm reading text.
I thought it was like grapes. Little boy grapes.
I'm with you, Vin. Sarah was so dramatic. I was worried I was going to be able to smell Maddie's gas through the radio because of her stories.
Yeah. Well, listen, I told Maddie some stories about you, too. Like, I wanted you guys to know about each other before you came in, because I've always thought to myself, I remember when you got drunk and fell off the show, and Maddie was like the first guy who came back in. He was helping me put it all back together. And I remember saying...
I got drunk and fell
off. Well...
Just one time.
Just the one time.
It happens. Yeah. Just one time.
It happens to everyone I work with. So I'm looking forward to it. So I'm learning about Maddie as he comes in, and I've lost you, and as he's sort of putting together this whole thing where he's an actual producer who actually knows how to be a producer and knows what the job is and what it entails and how to get, and is just facilitating all these. I'm like, oh my God, this is the guy that Vinny was telling me about all those years. that this was, if only you guys had worked together. I always sort of lamented that you never got to work with Maddie because he's so good at the job. Right.
I always heard the story that when you were looking for the replacement for, I think it was Yuzette at the time, you know, she'd gotten whatever, that Vin was one of the people that liked my resume because I was coming from WNEW and
Yes, I actually think that during that crossover time, because like people were dropping off the show and things were falling apart a little bit. There's about the 5-year mark. And we were trying to keep it together and keep it rolling. And I think that was when I saw your, resume. I forgot about that.
And
actually,
I literally came out for a free trip. I was like,
but then
I'm
you
not,
met me
I
and you fell in love with
I
me.
I did. I was
I am
the free
so
trip
charming
turned
when
into
I need
22
to be.
Years.
Yeah, hell
22
yeah.
22 years now I've been here.
408 says Eddie If just posted he's evacuating. So we started the news story with the fires down south and it's bad. So, and it looks like Eddie's on his way out. So
we had a listener call in Tim. He calls in once in a while, but he just called in to say that it's actually like where he's at. There's so much soot coming down that the cars are coated. They look like,
right?
It looks like snow almost.
Gray, dirty, smoggy snow.
God bless anyway, you guys. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Hugh Jackman, J-Lo, and friends.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
Amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.